This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch HaMavon, welcome everyone. We're going to try to do the first half of Pei Testament Aleph. The second half we'll do tomorrow, and I'll attach the two files. We have a new Mishnah, and the Mishnah discusses the manner with which a woman collects her ksuba. How does a woman collect her ksuba? Does she have to produce a get and say, oh, he divorced me, give me my ksuba? Does she have to produce a ksuba document? So the Mishnah says, Hoitzia get ve'ini maksuba. She produces a get and she doesn't have the ksuba. The Rashi says that presumably it means she says, I lost my ksuba, but here's my get. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says, Goiva ksubasa. She's allowed to collect her ksuba, even though she doesn't have the ksuba. She lost the ksuba. Nevertheless, she's allowed to collect the ksuba. Why can't the guy say that I paid you? I paid you. And the reason why you can't find your ksuba is because when I paid you, you gave me back the ksuba and I tore it up. You're no kidding, you can't find your ksuba. Why do you think you can't find your ksuba? Because I paid you, and then I took it and I ripped it up and it's in the garbage. Now, normally, if somebody claims you owe me money and they don't have a shtar, they can't claim. They can't say, you pay me up. Well, where's your shtar? The debtor could say to the creditor, well, you really? I owe you money, so where's the shtar? However, we're going to see ksuba is different. Why is ksuba different? Ksuba is considered a tenai bezdin, Rashi says. Ksuba is a tenai bezdin, and it's a maisa bezdin. From here we learn out in Bava Metzia that if somebody claims a maisa bezdin, someone challenges it, it is not a valid claim. Because all maisa bezdin is like there's a shtar. So even though she doesn't have a shtar, right? Even though she does not have a shtar, nevertheless, she doesn't lose out because it's a maisa bezdin. Okay. Now, so again, she produces a get, and she doesn't have a ksuba, she collects the ksuba. But in the following case, ksuba, she produces a ksuba of any maget, she can't find the get. So what's going on over here? He oimeres, she says, avad giti, I lost my get. I lost my get. You divorced me. Here's the ksuba. I mean, I have the ksuba, but you divorced me. Where's the get? I lost it. And Rashi says, avad giti. She didn't pull it out to collect her ksuba. She just wants to collect the ksuba. And she claims the get was lost. Fihu Omar, and he says, really? You lost your get? Well, guess what? I lost my receipt. I paid you the ksuba. I lost the receipt. So you claim you lost the get? Well, I lost the receipt. Meaning normally, if she pulls out the get, and the husband pays the ksuba, the bezin would tear up the get, but she says that I lost the get. And the husband says that, okay, you pulled out the get, and in other words, what is she pulling out now? She's pulling out the ksuba, and she doesn't have a get. So she says the get was lost. He says, my receipt was lost. What does this mean? He says like this, you pulled out the get in Bezdin, like in the first case of the Mishnah, and you claimed you lost your ksuba, and you already collected the ksuba based on merely pulling out the get. So you already collected the ksuba. And then what happened? The Bezdin tore up the get. And now you're pulling out the ksuba. So you pulled a shtick on me, the husband says. Basically, the husband says that your trick was you pulled out a ksuba. You pulled out a get. and you said you lost the ksuba. We already learned in the first case in the Mishnah that she could collect based on the get because the ksuba is a Tanai Bezdin. And then when you pulled out the get, I had it torn up. And when I paid you, I wrote a shoiva. Rashi says I wrote a receipt on the ksuba. Namely, so that what? That if you want to whip out the ksuba on my yorshim, then they'll have a shoivar. But the problem is, I lost the shoivar. Or what about the following case? V'chein bal choiv. You have a creditor. Shahoitzi shtar choiv. He produces a shtar choiv. He produces a document that the debtor owes him money. The only thing is, ve'eni my prosbal. Shemitah passed, and he doesn't have the prosbal. So that's similar to a woman who has a ksuba, but doesn't have a get. In other words, we're afraid she already used the get. So here also, the creditor doesn't have a prosbal. So what does he say? He says he lost the prosbal. Rashi says, v'chein bal choiv shahitzi shtar choiv, after Shemitah, and he doesn't have a prosbal. So the debtor says, you know, shvius cancels alone. And the creditor says, I had a prosbal, and I lost it. So in these cases, hare elu lo yifru, the woman can't collect, and the person demanding the money, the creditor, can't collect. Rashi Gamliel says, from the time of danger and on, Rashi says the oivdei koychavim were goizer on mitzvahs, and people were afraid to guard their gittin. So when they received the get, they burned it up, and likewise a prusbal. So therefore, if they don't have a get or they don't have a prusbal, we will allow them to collect. Goiva. We get a woman could collect her ksuba without a get, and a bal choiv could collect his debt without a prosbal. So the Gemara says as follows. Because in the beginning of the Mishnah it says, a woman takes out her get, but she doesn't have a ksuba. She doesn't have a ksuba. So based on the get alone, we allow her to collect. And he can't say, I paid you back. I mean, what is he claiming? He's saying, look, you want to collect with the get? I already paid. The reason, let me explain to you, the guy says, why you don't have the ksuba. Because I paid you, you gave me the ksuba, and I tore it up. So, the fact that if she pulls out her get, she's allowed to collect without a ksuba, shma mina koisin shoivar. From here we learn that we let the woman write a receipt instead of returning the ksuba. From here we see that you're allowed to write a receipt. What does this mean? Let's see Rashi. Midiktani goyva ksuba sabaitzas haget. From the fact that the Mishnah says she could collect her ksuba by taking out the get, what about the following scam that maybe he pulled? What's the scam? Why aren't we worried? He pulled the following trick. That v'hadra umafka ksubasa v'beidina. Meaning, from the fact that she could collect the ksuba, and we're not afraid for a trick, and why aren't we afraid that she's going to pull out the ksuba elsewhere? In other words, she's going to say, okay, here is my get, I'm going to collect. Why are we afraid she's going to whip out her ksuba in a different court and collect a second time? She's going to collect after he dies. Now, why after he dies? Because she can't collect based on the ksuba if she already collected based on the get. But after he dies, she'll hide the get and just use the ksuba. B'tayras almana, loymer lo niskasharti. She'll say, I was never divorced. V'loy nifra'ati, and I was never paid. Because the havadei b'tayras grusha loy hadragavya. She won't be able to collect again as a grusha. Why? Because we rip up the get, the karina lakita. And if she's going to pull out the ksuba without a get, the Mishnah already said that she can't collect. In other words, what exactly are we afraid of? We're afraid of the following. She's going to collect with her get without a ksuba. And to pull out the ksuba again after the get is ripped up, that's not a problem because she can't collect with that. Elamai, what we're afraid of is after she collected with the get, if he dies, then she could collect with the ksuba. She can't collect a ksuba without a get, but she collect with a ksuba after he dies. Right?
We don't make any markings on the ksuba showing that she already
paid. Again, in this case, she's just whipping out the get without the ksuba. Right? The first case of the Mishnah is she's pulling out again and she's saying, give me my ksuba. And we say, where's your ksuba? She says, I lost it. So, okay, so why aren't we afraid in the case of get that she'll pull out the ksuba after he dies? Umidaloi chayish, you know why we're not concerned for that? Rashi says, Shema Mina, on the third Y line, Koisvin Shoivar al Karchai Shaloiva. It must be, we write a receipt that when she comes to collect the ksuva through the get, and then we rip up the get, so he's worried. He says, look, I don't want to pay until she locates the ksuva and she rips it up. But he's not able to say that. Why not? Must be, we write a shoivar, even though, by the way, that means he's going to have to hold on to that shoivar and not lose it. Because if he loses it, then one day if he dies, she'll be able to pull out the ksuba again. He can't excuse himself and say, Loi Ephra, I'm not going to pay out shetachsa li shtari until she returns my shtar. Because ela shema tachsar v'tzitziena, aren't we afraid she might pull it out again? We say pay, and she'll write a shoivar. Now, the halacha is that we hold that ein koisvin shoivar. You know that? Why? Because ein koisvin shoivar, because we're afraid he might lose it. And then she'll pull it out again. Or, by the way, a mouse might eat it. A weasel might eat it. Your dog might eat it. So, from here, from this Mishnah that says she could collect with a get, and we're not afraid she'll use the ksuba again, this proves that we write a shoivar. The e ain't koisin shoivar. The Gemara says, if you don't write a shoivar, lechush demamavka leluksuba, luksuba. So she might whip out the ksuba again, vagavyaba, and collect with it. Meaning, why are we not afraid of that? Why aren't we afraid that she might collect again? Sorry, says the Gemara. Amarav. Rav says, you know why we're not afraid? Really, I'll tell you. You don't write a ksuba, and our Mishnah is talking about. We're talking about a makom in a location where no ksubas were not written. The reason we're not afraid, if she says, here's my get, I want to collect, the reason why we're not afraid, it's not because that she's going to whip out the ksuba later, it's not because we write a shoivar, it's because we're talking, the Mishnah is talking about a case where they didn't write ksubas. So if there's no ksuba, so, of course, we're going to have to let her collect with a get. And it's not a raya koisvin shoivar. Says the Gemara, Amara b'makam she'en koisvin ksuba. And then what? What's going to happen with Rashi says, b'makam she'en koisvin ksuba, elasoyim chenal t'nai bezdin. And I guess he'll have to accept the shoivar. So I would ask, why do you even have to write a shoivar? We're tearing up the get, so she can't collect again. I mean, I guess the issue would be after he dies, maybe she'll try to collect. Kam Shmuel, Ushmuel Amar, Af B'makam Shekoysen Ksuba. The Mishnah is talking about a case even where you do write a Ksuba. The question then is, if we're talking about a case where you write a Ksuba, then doesn't this prove that why are we afraid she'll whip out the Ksuba after he dies? So doesn't this prove that you would have to write a Shoivar? Meaning, the Shiloh over here is, whether you write a Shoivar, is if you owe somebody, let's say you claim money from somebody, and the person pays you, does he have a right to say, well, give me back the shtar? And are you allowed to say, well, I don't know where it is, but I'll write you a receipt? Could he say, no, I don't want you to write me a receipt. I want the shtar and rip it up, because I'm afraid if you give me a receipt, then I might lose it, and you're going to whip out the shtar later. But the fact that in this case, we tell the woman, collect with the get, why are we not afraid she's going to whip out the ksuba later? So shouldn't the Baal be able to say, look, I'm not paying you ksuba until you produce the ksuba? It must be that you're allowed to write a shoiver. We force the debtor to take a receipt. So Rav says, no, it's not a proof. We're talking about a place where we don't write ksubas. Shmuel says, we're talking about a place where we do write ksubas. So if you do write ksubas, then why are we afraid that she'll whip out the ksuba? It must be koisven shoivar. Says Gemara, Shmuel koisven shoivar. And according to Shmuel, does that mean that we have a proof that you have to write a shoivar? You write a receipt. Rav Anan said, "L'didim ufarshi liminei de Mar Shmuel." To me, it was explained in the name of Mar Shmuel that really I'll tell you that if somebody wants to collect money, he can't tell the debtor, look, I don't know where my shtar is, but take a receipt. But, miman of shach. What does that mean? B'makom she'en koisvin. If we're talking about a place that they don't write ksubais. V'omar kasavti. And the husband says, look, even though it's a place where we don't write, they don't write ksubas, I wrote a ksuba, then we say Allah v'lahaviraya. He has to prove he wrote a ksuba. And if he's not, if he can prove it, then he'll have to take the shaivar. He'll have to bring edim that he wrote a ksuba. Let's see Rashi. L'didim mifarshili. Really, you don't write a shayver. The reason why she could collect her ksuba here is miman of shach. Rashi says if it's a place that they don't write a ksuba, he says I wrote it, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid she's going to take it out. If taka he brings. Edim that a ksuba was written like gavya, then she won't collect. V'loy ma'isiraya, if he can't bring a raya, then the Mishnah says ketani goyve ksubasa, and then he's not believed to say I did a different minhag, and he'll have to take a shoivar. And the other tzad, the Gemara says, if it's b'magam shekosim, if it's a place where they do write ksubas, and he says, listen, it's a place where the write ksubas, loy kasavli, va'amra, she says, so if it's a place where they write ksubas, and she says, he didn't write, aleha lahaviraya, she'll have to bring a proof. Let's see Rashi on that. V'im makam shekoisen hu, if it's a place that wrote ksubas, and she says, he didn't write, she has to prove it. So when the Mishnah says, she collects, that means she brought a raya that taka he didn't write. So mimanim shach. If it's in a place where the minhag is not to write, and he says, well, I'm afraid I wrote. So he has to bring the proof. So long as he doesn't bring the proof, then she could collect without without the ksuba. And we assume there's no ksuba and he'll have to take a shayvar. If it's the minog is where they do write, and therefore he's worried, and she says, no, he didn't write, she'll have to bring a proof that they didn't write a ksuba, but until then, she won't be able to collect. When the Mishnah says she could collect her ksuba, that's if she brings a raya that he didn't write it for her. That's how Shmuel learns the Mishnah. Basically, if it's a makayim, let's try to get this clear. If it's a makayim that they don't write a ksuba, and the husband says, I wrote a ksuba and I'm afraid, the reason she could collect is because the burden of proof is on him to prove that there's a ksuba here. Otherwise, we're not choshesh, there's a ksuba. And if it's a makom that they usually write, and she says, he didn't write, there's nothing to be afraid of, then the halacha is, she will not be able to collect unless she produces the ksuba, or she brings a raya that he didn't write it, and in that case, then if she could prove that he didn't write a ksuba, we will have her collect the ksuba, and the husband is going to have to take a shayvar. And tomorrow we'll see that Rav himself retracted. Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Okay? Hatzlacha. Have a good night. Good night. Okay, so we're finishing up Daf Peitesim and Aleph, where originally Rav learned the Mishnah that we're talking about. Rav learned the Mishnah. We're talking about a case where they don't write ksubas. In other words, the Mishnah seemed to prove Kaisvin Shaivar. The Gemara is discussing a situation where somebody comes to collect the debt. In this case, the woman is coming to collect the debt. And the woman is saying that, you know, I don't know where the ksuba is. So she wants to collect the debt based just on the get. So really, the guy should say, what do you mean? Are you kidding me? You're going to collect the debt based on the get? Tomorrow, you're going to whip out a ksuba. And you're going to collect. In other words, why aren't we afraid that tomorrow you're just going to whip out a ksuba? Now, technically speaking, if she were going to whip out a ksuba, it's not going to help because you can't just collect with a ksuba. But the question is, why in the first case of the Mishnah could she just say, listen, I'm going to collect with the get, and the ksuba, I lost the ksuba. Doesn't that show that koisvin shayvar? So Rav says we're talking about a case where they didn't write a ksuba. We're talking about a makom that they didn't write a ksuba. Now, in the second case of the Mishnah, where she wants to use the ksuba without a get, where we don't allow her to collect, there's still a concern that she'll whip out the ksuba after the death. So that was the Gemara's question. Because the fact that she could collect the ksuba by taking out the get, and we're not concerned that she'll collect la'achar misasai, that shows koisvin shayvar. To which Rav said, no, it doesn't show koisvin shayvar, because the Mishnah is talking about a case where they didn't write a ksuba, and now Rav retracted. V'yaf Rav hadarbe. Rav even retracted this teaching. Why? Damar Rav. Because Rav said, bein b'makam shekoisvin, whether it's a location where they write a ksuba, bein b'makam she'en koisvin, whether it's a place that they don't write a ksuba, whether they write the ksuba or not, there's a new halacha. Get goiva ikar. If a woman takes out a get, she could collect the 200 zuz. But now we're saying ksuba goiva toisafes. But if she just takes out a ksuba, then she only collects the toisafes ksuba. Therefore what? Therefore, basically, we know there's a standard ksuba, and there's a toisefes ksuba. So in the Mishnah says that if the woman takes out her get, she could collect the ksuba even without the ksuba. It means she could collect the basic amount of the ksuba. If she takes out a ksuba without her get, she could only collect the toisefes ksuba. And
so
this
she can only collect 100. Because how do we know if it you need the ksuba tells if it's 100 or 200? How do you make that differentiation?
How do we know whether she was a basula or not? Let's say we're assuming we knew what the situation was when she got married. That we knew. But we don't know if she got paid or not. But you're right, if there's no proof what she was, in other words, if let's say she said, I got married as a basula, and he said, no, I married you as a ba'ula, she would have to, l'chaira, bring a proof.
Well, is that stated in the get or not?
No, it wouldn't say it in the get. No.
Then we have that question would arise, or do we just give her the 100?
Right. Look, if we know what her status was, we could give her the full amount. If we don't know, the burden of proof will be on her, and somehow this will eliminate any possibility of trickery. Why? If she pulls out the get without the ksuba, she'll only collect the get. If she then pulls out the ksuba afterwards, then all she'll be able to do, she won't be able to pull any trickery, she'll be able only to collect the toisefes ksuba. And Rav says, v'chal haroitza lahashiv yaviv yashiv. Anyone who wants to respond to what I'm telling you could come and respond. So the Gemara is going to ask on Rav. Tanan, because we learned in the second part of the Mishnah, ksuba ve'ini maget, if she whips out the ksuba without a get, he oimeres avad giti, she says, I lost the get. Vihu oimer. So she says, I want to collect with the ksuba. I lost my get. Vihu oimer. And he says, avad shayvari. He says, I lost my my receipt. I paid you, and I lost the receipt. So she says, I lost my get. Let me collect with the ksuba. He says, no, I paid you, and where's the receipt? I lost it. Somebody who demands money, he produces the document, but he doesn't have the prozwal. They can't collect. The woman can't collect, and the person collecting the debt can't collect. Now, according to Shmuel, how did Shmuel understand the beginning of the Mishnah? So the woman pulls out her get. She doesn't have a ksuba, so she's allowed to collect both. But in the seifa we're talking about, she pulls out a ksuba, and there's no get. So so according to Shmuel, you know what he'll say? You know why she can't collect with the ksuba? Muki la b'makam shein kosin. He's going to say, we're talking about a case where they don't usually write ksubas. So we're afraid that she came in originally with the get, and she collected with the get. And va'amar, the guy says, no, kasavti. I wrote a ksuba. Meaning, I mean, the Reisha that says that she... Shmuel will say like this. In the Seifa, we're talking about a place where they don't usually write ksubas. And if she whips out a ksuba, then we can't allow her to collect with the ksuba because we're afraid that maybe she already collected with the get. The Amar Kasavti, the husband, says, look, I wrote a ksuba. The Amrina Lay, we say to him, I see Raya. Bring a Raya that you wrote a ksuba. V'loy ma'isi Raya, if you don't, bring a Raya. Amrina Lay Zilpari, we say, you have to pay. So therefore, basically, we could be talking about a case where they didn't write the ksuba. And therefore, we say, if you can't bring a proof, you have to pay. Elul Rav, but the question is as follows. According to Rav, Nehid de Iker la Gavya, I understand why if she just whips out the ksuba, she can't collect the ikur ksuba, because the ikur ksuba you could only collect with the get. But Tosefes Mia Tagvi, according to Rav, she should be able to collect the Tosefes ksuba. So in other words, according to Shmuel, Shmuel is going to have to say that the case is as follows. We're talking about a case where they don't usually write ksubais. In such a place, if she whips out a ksuba, she would never be able to collect with it, according to Shmuel, because we're afraid that maybe last week she pulled out the get and collected with the get, which is the normal way of collecting. So what does the husband say? He says, I wrote a ksuba, which is funny. Why does the husband have to say he wrote a ksuba? Obviously he wrote a ksuba. She whipped out the ksuba. But the husband says, look, I wrote the ksuba. Everybody knew I wrote the ksuba. And if he can't prove he wrote a ksuba, we say, you have to pay. Let's see Rashi. Bishlam l'Shmuel d'amar bein ikar bein Tosefes nifran al pi aget mukila. When the Mishnah says lo yifro, he's going to have to say b'makom she'en kaisven. So therefore, if it's in a place that they don't write ksubas, umishem hachi mehemen b'may d'amar parati, he's believed to say, listen, I already paid you al pi the get. She's whipping out the ksuba, and she says, I already paid you when you whipped out the get. The Amar Kishitabani al Piaget Amarti Bezin Kasafti Lok Suba. I told Bezin, listen, I'm afraid to pay her. You know why I'm afraid to pay her? Because I know I also wrote a ksuba. And here's the proof. The proof is she whipped it out later. And I'm afraid she's gonna whip it out. And they said, prove to me that you wrote a ksuba. And I couldn't prove it. So they said, well, pay up. And I asked them to write me a shoiver. And I lost it. Meaning Bishlam, according to Shmuel, who the reason why you don't have to pay is because he claims, this is exactly what I was worried about. I was worried to pay her based on the get, because I know I wrote the ksuba, and they wrote me a shaivar, and I lost it. But according to Rav, he should at least have to pay the extra, because Rav says, you only collect the ikar al pi the get. You can never collect the Tosefes al pi the get. You can only collect the Tosefes al pi the ksuba. So pay the ksuba now. That's what the Gemara is asking on Rav. Rav, who established that the get only allows you to collect the main part, and the Tosefes, you can't collect only through the ksuba. So let her collect the Tosefes through the ksuba. Okay, that's Pei Tesem and Aleph. Hatzlach. Shkayach. Okay, next week we'll do Pei Tesem and Beis, hopefully, and Daf Tzadi Yom and Aleph. I'm sorry, what?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.